Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5, The Game, Derek Mason, Braden Gall, Terrence Arthur Crisp joining us here. Crispy brought to you, of course, by the Highland Group. Crispy, welcome to the show. Obviously, the penalty kill last night was not at its best form. I don't know what you make of this. I know there were a lot of deflections, and people who are going to apologize for the Predators are going to say, man, it was a lot of bad breaks last night. But at some point, you have to take responsibility for being in the penalty box, right?
Yes. Yeah, and you know what, guys? I got up this morning, I was having my coffee, and I said to Sheila, I said, you know what? I look out the window, I said, never rains, but it pours. And that's exactly what we got going here right now. The guys, every coach, every team has been through these stretches, and right now we're on one that just... But last night, we're sitting at the desk, Lindsay and I, looking at this, and we looked at each other and saying, they're playing hard. The guys are coming out. And I know we're getting... Everybody gets tired of saying that. We worked hard. We tried hard. The coaches say, you know, moral victories are not what we need now. We need points. And we're all on the same page on that. But last night, I got to give you a fact that just even putting my coaching hat on, standing behind the bench, you feel so helpless because, first off, like you mentioned, we took some bad penalties. And that was one of the key factors that we had talked about before the game on our show, and Mason did also. Stay out of the penalty box. We learned the last time up in Vancouver, but obviously we didn't. We took them. But even having said that, I mean, you go over the goals they scored, and you all seen them. I mean, the first one goes off the Ekholm's stick. The second one that Gravik scored, he didn't even see it coming, just hit his stick and deflected. Pekka had no chance on either one of those ones. One went off of Arby's stick that Pekka never even saw coming when it twisted off of Arby's stick. The best one was where Hamu skate. The puck was bouncing crazy all over the place. Another one, and you go on down the line. So it's not like we got steamrolled, but we got killed on the power play. And the last, I don't know, maybe 11 minutes, we took it to them. But I'm sitting there thinking, the last 11 minutes that we put out in that game, why can't we do that for a full 60 minutes like we used to?
Yeah, you're right. Because I think, you know, coming into the game, everyone was trying to figure out, even we talked about it yesterday on Crispy, how will this team come out? Will this team come out with a sense of urgency? And I think they did. Bonino goal, they seemed like they were playing faster. But it seemed like, you know, even with all of that, you put yourself in a position, you know, five times where you were at a disadvantage, and you can't play that way. You got to play disciplined hockey. When you don't play disciplined hockey, then you end up being in a position where you're a man down. Is there anything that they can do? Because we can't go to they wasn't playing hard, because they did play hard. Pekka got pulled, but a lot of it wasn't his fault. Is there anything they can do moving forward, short of possibly, you know, making a trade and getting sort of more physical and bigger? Is there anything they can do to kind of turn this thing around?
I think the one thing, if I'm looking at it, I love the call-up of Olivier. Santini's playing steady back there. They brought in two new bodies, those two guys. I just think right now, and I look at it and as a coach and a player, your big cannons, and I'm not picking on anybody, but your big cannons. When you look around at the guys like that Pettersson, how he's playing, Horvat, Besser, they were the three guys we picked out to watch last night making this team run, and all of those three were in on almost all of the goals that they scored. I think right now we have to look to our cannons, and I'm not going to sit here and say who are. You can decide who your top six are, who we think our cannons are on this team. And to some people, it's evident. To some, they got to start firing. Our cannons have got to step up and look at each other and say, guys, that's why we're here. That's why we've got good contracts. David Poile showed confidence, and the coaches have. We've got to start to get it done. It's our job as the cannons to start firing.
Well, and that's what makes last night even tougher to deal with, because the tic-tac-toe from Arvidsson to Josi across the ice to Johansson for the first goal was so pretty. And that is those are the big cannons getting the job done to get you out to a 1-0 lead. You just take a bunch of dumb penalties. Terry Crisp joining us here on Morning Drive. And let me ask you about an angle yesterday. And again, I don't think the punch to the face to Forsberg is like the entire issue, but I think it's indicative of an issue. Winnipeg wasn't scared to come in and be physical. You know, Vancouver clearly not scared to – they're not scared of the retaliation. I realize that guys came to Forsberg's defense and there were some scrums last night and people are – they're getting into these little skirmishes and everything. But I don't think teams are physically afraid of the Nashville Predators. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. If you're coaching and you come in here, you look over the lineup and you say, okay, guys, who out there is big enough is going to do any damage to us? We go to the front of the net. Which one of those guys are going to take us and really mangle us, really make us hurt for being there? Or who's going to get to the net? And it's sort of like a lot of times our guys, our team, trying to get to the front of the other team's net, it's like the little ant rolling the bowling ball up a hill. It's just as tough to do. It's not going to happen. It's not there. So, yeah, I think that we have to get – but you know what I always say when as a player or as a coach that – toughness is not necessarily dropping the gloves, but remember, I'll take you back to Patrick Hornqvist, a player here who I love. And he got beat up every night, but he went to the front of the net and he got, I don't know how many goals, off his derriere, off his shoulder. Bonino does it now. You watch Bonino. That's what the rest of the guys got to buy into. Yeah, maybe you're not as big, but you can sure be as tough and as determined as the other team and let them know you're there and wear them down. We got to get back to that. We can't just keep hit and run. You got to go to the front of that. We have a guy visiting here, Vladimir Orzog. He played from 2001 to 2004 here. We called him the Slovakian Tank, and I said to him the other night, would you like to dress for a couple of games and show us how to go to the front of the net like Hornqvist used to and whatnot? This is a whole team thing. It's not just one or two guys. You can't just say Watson is in charge of it or Olivier. Everybody that goes over those boards has to know he's going to pay a price in front of their net. Or the other team's going to pay a price in front of our net.
Well, yeah, it's like rebounding, man. It's a want to. You got to know. You got to get in there and scrum. And if you want the rebound, you got to fight for it. If you want to get in front of the net, you got to put yourself in that position, whether you're used to it or not. One guy that I'm a little bit puzzled by, because he started off so well, Turris, we were kind of wondering what his season would look like based upon last season, and he started off pretty good, but he's been a healthy scratch the last two games. What do you make of that?
You know, as coaches, everything you do is for the betterment of the team. You hope. Mm-hmm. You hope you're making the right decisions. That's why you're hired. That's why we do those certain things. And in the coach's mind, Turris to me is a bit of an enigma. I don't know if you know maybe what that word means, but trying to figure him out. You know he's got skill. And when you talk to him, I like him. He's such a good person and a nice person. And that, and having said that, I'm looking on the ice saying, you know, he's got skill. Where does it best fit in this hockey club? And that's, I think, right now what we're trying to figure out with Turris is where can he be utilized most? But you're going to say, well, he sure isn't going to be utilized sitting on the bench. I understand that. And everybody does. And coaches don't do those things to be mean. Coaches don't do those things to lose hockey games. They do them because they think they have to shake something up and somebody has to sit out. Right now it's Turris, and who knows? The coaching staff might turn around the next few games. Turris is back in and somebody else has that role.
Terrence, Arthur, Chris Crispy joining us here on Morning Drive. And last one for me, obviously, was with a back-to-back against St. Louis coming up, one of the better teams as Stanley Cup champs. I'm tired of hearing people use the St. Louis Blues like – that's like a one-liner that everyone uses now to just describe everyone. Like, hey, well, look what the Blues did. Oh, well, we can do this. Look what the Blues did. Like, no, that's an anomaly. That's not how you win Stanley Cups. That's a rarity. You can't use the Blues as an example. So my question to you is, as we've seen the last 2 years, this team had a major issue, whether it was too many penalties 2 years ago or the power play last year. This year it seems like it's a little bit more on the defensive side of things in general. When is the point for you of a hockey season where it's no longer just you're working through something, it's just who you are? Is it February? Is it the new year? Like, where is it for you where you go, all right, it's no longer just a thing you're working through, it's just a problem?
And you know what? I like your what you just said right there, that statement. I've been sitting here mulling over that one. When you look at the other teams, what they did in the offseason, how they all improved, which we knew they did, we all looked at them, and you look at your hockey club, and if what we're saying is right, and I said last night, our guys worked. They worked their hearts out, took some dumb penalties, which we shouldn't have taken. They made us pay for those penalties with a lot of fluky goals. I'm not going to call them fluky because they were. But sometimes you have to step back and say, is this as good as our team is? Is this what we are right now? Is this the level we're at, even when we're playing our best? Or can we move it up a few notches? And in my estimation, I know and I feel in my gut, we can move it up a few notches.
Crispy, always a pleasure, man. They better move it up a few notches this weekend because they got two with St. Louis on Saturday and Monday, and they're not going to be easy. So
that's the tonic the doctor ordered. You know, full yep. well, you go out there and play or you're going to get your butt kicked all over. So get out and play.
That and your buddy Jack as well. All right, Crispy. Thanks, man.
My buddy with coffee. Hey, guys, have a great day. Stay dry.
Yeah, you too. Terrence Arthur Crisp there, of course, brought to you by the Highland Group. When we return, we stick to sports. And Munson.
Munt
takes center stage.
Absolutely.
I should probably do Keister.
I
think Keese works better. How about we let him decide, Derek? Or should we control his life?
No, we control.
Yeah, just you, control I mean, you control life, my yeah. life this week already yeah, by having me ask life. That question about.
That's
yeah.
true. We did.
Yeah, so we got to control his life
about mom sending nude pictures.
I was going to repeat the question. Oh, okay. So I was going to let you do that.
Mom sending nude. I'll repeat it.
You know what? If you missed that question, what day was that? Tuesday, Wednesday.
You can go on Apple or Spotify.
Here you go then. Here's the piece of paper. Go ahead and read it.
Absolutely. Oh, I get to read it. Yeah. If you missed any of the show, we have moved our on-demand audio to Apple and Spotify. Search Morning Drive in Apple or Spotify or log on to thegamenashville.com to find our daily audio. So if you want to hear that question on Stick to Sports, can go check Apple or Spotify. Review, rate, subscribe today. Stick to sports when we come back.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.